Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6, 5 through 15. I'm going to ask that you stand for the reading of the gospel. May the word of God fall afresh on your ears this day. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. All right. I'm going to try to say a whole lot of things in a short amount of time because we've had a lot going on this morning and it has all been good, and I wouldn't take away from any of it. That prayer was the prayer that my mom taught me when I was little, kneeling at my bedside, the Our Father. And my mom and I have always been pretty close, but was that relationship perfect? No. I remember being on the phone with her, and I was so angry at her for some reason. I was probably being disciplined for something. Who knows what it was, right? And under my breath, I said, "I hate you." And she heard me. And she said, "Oh, really?" You know, when you're in a relationship and your lives are so very intertwined, a lot of forgiveness has to happen, whether it is your parents, your spouse, your child, your brother or your sister, anybody that you share a life with, forgiveness is key. Because when forgiveness isn't a part of that, going both ways, the relationship not only gets damaged, but it remains damaged and broken. And it's part of maintenance. It's fascinating. Think about an empty house. You would think an empty house would be fine by itself, but without a person living in it and taking care of it, it just gets run down. You would think the use would run it down, but just, isn't that interesting? Maintenance is extremely important, and forgiveness is one of those things that needs to happen. Our relationship with my mother, oh my goodness, there's had to be a lot of forgiveness on either way. Forgiveness, her forgiving me for things and me forgiving her for things. Being a mom is not easy. I remember being little, and I wouldn't clean up my room. I was a lot like my daughter. I know where my daughter gets it. Her room's atrocious. Mine was too when I was a kid. And she would get so frustrated. And I'd leave my stuff everywhere. My daughter leaves her stuff everywhere. But I remember my mother being so just really angry with me. I remember she had told me to go into my room and clean it. And I don't know if I was or I wasn't. I probably wasn't. And her coming in with my shoes and throwing them across the room, screaming at me, telling me, "You better clean your rooms." You know, it's a mom moment, right? And being, as a child, my response to that and learning this path of forgiveness as a child to her mom, you know, and mom having to forgive me for being who I was and who I am. Forgiveness is about relationship. It is truly the heart of the matter. You remember that Don Henley song in the 80s? Forgiveness, forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. Yeah, see, we know it in the back at least. Okay, so yeah, and he basically goes on to sing, it's the heart of the matter. And he's right, it is the heart of the matter, forgiveness is. If you want any kind of relationship to work, forgiveness has got to be part of it because we're not perfect. We're going to have to be forgiven, and we're going to have to extend forgiveness to others. It's just how we are. So it's interesting in this prayer that Jesus gives his disciples, forgiveness is woven into that. And even though the text isn't specifically at the very beginning about forgiveness, he ends up there because he knows it's a part of daily life. Forgiveness is a part of daily life. In that prayer, we ask for our daily bread, and we ask for forgiveness. And we ask for the strength, basically, to be able to forgive other people. And then he goes on to say, your forgiveness of other people is key to your relationship with God. I want you to hear that. Forgiveness isn't just about your relationship one-on-one with the people who are close with you that you're living daily life with. It's key to your relationship with God. There is a story that Jesus tells about a king who is calling all his debtors in front of him so that he can be paid. He's calling out the debts. And this one guy breaks down and he's crying because he owes like 10 lifetimes worth of debt. It's horrible. And the king is moved to compassion, knowing that this guy will never be able to pay, and says, you know what, I forgive your debt today. So what does this guy do? He goes out back into community after receiving this beautiful gift of forgiveness. I mean, can you imagine your credit card person calling you up and said, I see that you owe $30,000. We're just going to wipe that clean. What would you do? You'd be like, woohoo! Throw a party! No, not this guy. He goes out and finds a person who owes him and says, you had better owe me. And the guy goes, I don't have anything. Now, you would think that this guy just received a whole ton of grace. That would say, you know what, I was just forgiven this. We're going to wipe this clean. No, he sends the guy to debtor's prison. Well, the king finds out about this twist, this turn of the story. And he calls the guy back, this guy that he's forgiven, and he's mad. How dare you treat someone else like this when I forgive you your debt? And the king throws him into debtor's prison. And basically the whole principle of the story is, folks, this forgiveness piece is important. You've received this beautiful gift, this opportunity, and it should flow through you. Because when we don't forgive, what we find out is we become very, very bitter. We become stagnant. Forgiveness is meant to run like living water. Once water is contained and it's not able to move, it's not going anywhere, nothing is adding to it, what happens to it? It becomes stagnant and gross. That's forgiveness in your life. If it doesn't move through you, you become stagnant, you become stuck when forgiveness doesn't happen. Forgiveness isn't really release of the debtor. That is part of it. But it's also your release. Every time we don't forgive, we tie ourselves to the person who hurt us. I want you to understand that, hear that. Every time you do not forgive, you tie yourself to the person who hurt you. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't just set the debtor free. It sets you free to walk away and that person not be tied to you anymore. Forgiveness is actually an act of power. It's not a vulnerability. And this is one of the authority pieces that Christ gives us in this prayer. Forgive us as we forgive others. Prayer is powerful. It's powerful. And it should run like a rushing, roaring river. It's interesting how our mindset, even when we're on the road, you know, I talk about road rage a lot. I think because I feel it a lot. You know, I think about those people that really hacked me off on the road. And I'm like, why am I still mad about this? Why haven't you forgiven them? You don't even know those people. And you're letting yourself be tied to those people that you don't even know? That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you let that person you don't even know steal your joy? Right, but we do that. We let people steal our joy that we don't even know. And we get stuck. We get stuck. There's this understanding that we are all in the same boat. The Apostle Paul says it this way in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Hear the word all. We're all in the same boat. We forgive because we're all in the same boat. None of us are perfect. When we harbor bitterness and anger, and we don't extend that forgiveness, we're putting ourselves on a pedestal saying, I'm better than you are. When the scripture doesn't say that. The scripture says we're all the same. When someone sins against you, it's almost looking like in the mirror and we don't like what we see. And we get mad at that reflection. But the understanding is, I'm not any better or any worse. I think there's a reason, and we're going to get to this scripture later on. We're going to be in a sermon series on forgiveness, that Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. He says that on the cross. A lot of times when people sin against us, when we're hurt, they don't even realize they're hurting us, or they don't know what they're doing. They're lost. And in this understanding, if people really don't understand what they're doing, is it really worth us harboring something against them that it marks our own souls? It's all about relationship and having healthy boundaries. And I'm not saying if someone continues to hurt you to be in a daily relationship with them. You put up your own boundaries and so that they're healthy and you can maintain a good health within your own spirit and soul and life. But that doesn't mean that you tie yourselves to them and remain angry at them and you put up walls against them. There's a difference between healthy boundaries and hard-hearted walls. And that's something that we have to learn to find within ourselves through our relationship with God. And how this impacts our relationship with God is this. It's just like that parable that Jesus talks about. God is forgiving every single one of us. We get a new start, a new opportunity every single day. The opportunity to get it right and the opportunity to get it wrong every single day. And when we don't give someone else that opportunity, what are we saying about God's gift to us? Some of us, when we harbor hurt or we don't understand loss, there has to be someone in control, right? So we blame God for that. Some of us need to forgive God. Every one of us probably sitting in this room has someone we can think about that we need to move towards forgiveness that we've been stuck in. That we need to find healthy boundaries and begin to tear down walls. So I want you to think about who that is for you. And there's different ways to practice this. For some of us, it might be worth giving a phone call if it's not that bad and saying, you know what, I've been harboring this, and you know what, I love you. Maybe that's not for you. Maybe this has been a really unhealthy relationship, and calling that person would not be worth it, and that's okay. The person doesn't need to know that they're forgiven or not, because really it has to do with what's going on within you. Maybe it's a letter that you can write and not mail, just to get it out and voice that authority and that power within yourself. Maybe for some of us, it's going to someone's graveside and shedding a few tears for that brokenness that we weren't able to repair. Maybe it's even a forgiveness within ourselves. Maybe it's forgiveness of God. But that's your homework this week, to begin to walk into that forgiveness, to be able to let go and to cut that tie that's tying you to that anger and that bitterness that's represented by whoever that person might be in your life, so that you might set yourself free. And when we come together to pray, we can truly say, Father, forgive us as I have forgiven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.